Right. Some guy dies somewhere. 28th of November 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. This article may be overly British. Americans may not understand humor, only humor. Don't change a thing to remedy this. Somewhere England. The Bobbies were stunned Monday to discover the notorious kitten huffer some guy was found dead in a London hotel room, believed to have suffered an heart attack while watching Benny Hill on the telly. He was 80 years old. The Bobbies found no kittens at the scene, nor any drugs. No foul play is suspected. Nigel McMoneymaker is scheduled to perform an autopsy on some guy Friday, 1st of December, but first he wants to watch the week-long Monty Python marathon on BBC. McMoneymaker released this statement Monday. Quote, "It is rather unfortunate that some guy departed our world. I used to love eating at his donut shop in Brighton. He would always crack us up with his clever British humor." Unquote. Some guy, born Alistair Tanglenicker on 28 January 1926 to Clive and Adelaide Tanglenicker. At age 15, he learned that his great-great-grandfather was the infamous kitten huffer, this guy. Young Alistair was then forced to a life of crime, in which he huffed kittens, robbed banks, and cancelled the British version of Whose Line Is It Anyway? In 1998, Prime Minister Tony Blair pardoned some guy for his petty crimes, and the former Alistair Tanglenicker was knighted by Her Majesty the Queen in 2000. Some guy once said, quote, "This is quite an honor to be knighted by the Queen. I am deeply honored that you have forgiven the fact that my great-great-grandfather was a notorious kitten huffer," unquote. And the audience, including the Queen, laughed Britishly. Some guy is survived by his wife, some woman, and three children, this kid, this other kid, and Buddy Guy. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.